WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude. If you talk to me,
we'll hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you? You can do
it if you try. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Andy's here. Our company that is, hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana WMCO, New Concord, WSHJ, FM Grove City, WCUCFM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM and Keysport, and SLBRadio.org, where you will find our own player, links to those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique listen by phone number, which is 631-359-8728. A great mix of acoustic music and family fun throughout the morning today. A pop quiz in just a few moments, a history riddle also in this hour. In our Youth Express Hour at 10, we have students from the Teen Science Cafe. Two high school students that will talk about an event taking place next Saturday at Allegheny Observatory. We also are going to talk with three high school students about their work for Human Action Pennsylvania, an organization focusing on animal rights. At 11 o'clock, Ed McDonald from the Gardner Winter Music Festival and our friends at WKYW LP is going to join us to talk about that festival happening next Friday and Saturday. And Alan Jetto with original music coming up at 11 o'clock. Thank you for meeting us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
And bread. Tomorrow night we'll change our dish and try a little fish instead.
Thing and then another.
the Saturday Light Brigade with John Scholl. Catfish for supper, getting us started this morning. Jim in Black Ridge just sang hello. Susie in Alexandria also is awake today, as is Tommy in Virginia. And Patrick in South Park as well. Thanks for being awake. If you typically listen at 88.3 WRCT, this is one of several days a year that we are preempted on that station. This week, WRCT is leveraging its music library, which is one of the largest radio station music libraries in the country, with an annual tradition called Massive Music Weekend, half-hour blocks of artists as selected by students and staff of the radio station, community members too. We'll be back next week at our usual location at 88.3.
Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Meet Me at the Oak, a historical drama set in 1955 Louisiana following a long-standing black family, their new white neighbors, and the rising tensions between the two families over an oak tree that holds deep significance. Meet Me at the Oak runs from February 19th through March 1st at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details are available at newhorizontheater.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it's time to give you an opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. And today, we challenge you to come up with five things that you can wear beginning with the letter M. M as in mink coat. Maybe you couldn't wear a mink coat. I don't think I could, but that's an example. M as in mink coat. Can you come up with five things that you can wear that start with the letter M? Five things you can wear starting with the letter M. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Joni Mitchell now at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Trina wears her warm palm beads. She fills her drawing book with light. Sewing lace on widows' wreaths and filigree on leaf and vine. Vine and leaf.
somewhere, and I can't put my foot on land. Undercurrent somewhere, and I can't put my foot on land. I don't seem to get nowhere, no matter how hard I plan. There's a change in the ocean, baby, there's a change in me. There's a change in the ocean, baby, there's a change in me. I'm gonna find solid ground, you can travel to the deep blue sea.
Saturday Light Brigade with Maria Maldar. Downhill Pola, the name of the song. Jim Queskin is still performing at the age of 85, and Maria Maldar joined him recently on the West Coast. And from what I understand, they performed terrifically together. Joni Mitchell and Ladies of the Canyon before Maria Maldar from the 1970 album of the same name. We've got a lot of people responding to our pop quiz. In addition to you, have you come up with some things you can name that start with the letter M? At first, I was finding this kind of hard, and then as I scratched my head, I had a lot of fun with it. Susie has merino wool socks, milky blue beads. You can wear a mask. You can wear Mikey's jacket. And you can wear Mary Jane's. That's a shoe style, I think. Zach in Pittsburgh, he's got one, but it's one important thing. Mucklucks. Here's Tom in McCandless. You can wear Carmen Miranda's hat with mangoes and melons on the Tutti Frutti hat. You can wear muumuus, a milk mustache, a mulligan hair thing. You can wear a medal. That's a very good one. You can wear a mackinaw, a mink, or a muskrat, according to Tom. Jaylene and Mike in Alabama have moccasins and a muumuu. Stu in McCandless. He's got some great ones. A muumuu and moccasins also, but you can wear muffs, makeup, and a monocle. All starting with the letter M. And some more coming in. Here is Patrick in South Park with a muff, mittens, moccasins, a Macintosh, a monocle, and, well, you, probably not me, I don't think I could pull it off, could wear a miniskirt. Gary in Franklin has a muumuu, also a miniskirt, a motorcycle jacket, military fatigues, mustache, you can wear a mascara, you can wear a mean look, he writes, and finally, a mullet. Jim in Blackridge has a madras shirt, a muffler, moccasins, mini skirt, midi skirt, maxi skirt, mackinaw, a Macintosh. You can wear mules, another type of shoes, a mitt, like a catcher's mitt, mittens, a mink coat, a mask, makeup, mucklucks, moon boots, a monocle, and maternity clothing. There's Dr. Nelson Harrison with muffins. I think that is a spell check error. That should be muffs. Moccasins, mock turtleneck. I forgot about those mock turtlenecks. You could wear a mask, makeup, mittens, or mascara. Jim in Crafton Heights has a Macintosh, mucklucks, muumuu, a madras shirt as well, and a mini skirt. He doesn't have those things. Those were the guesses he sent in. Steve in Oakland, good morning. He's got a muffler, mittens, moccasins, mascara, mask, and my favorite of his metatarsal shoes. Those are the steel-toed shoes that don't just protect your toes, they protect the tops of your feet. Metatarsals. Kathy in Tynesta has mittens, makeup, miniskirt, maxi skirt, moccasins, mask, mucklucks, a medallion, a medal, a motorcycle jacket, mascara, a muumuu, a muffler, a muff. And if you're Benny and the Jets, you might have a mohair suit. Tommy writes in a sentence, it's been so cold that I told my sister to leave her miniskirt, Mary Jane's, and mesh top in the closet and put on a maxi skirt or men's pants, a mock turtleneck and mucklucks or mountain boots, her mink coat, muffler, and mittens while I tossed my moccasins and put on my maroon shirt, motorcycle jacket, or better yet, a Macintosh and moon boots. Vidya has mask, mittens, mules, makeup, and muffler, and mullet, and mustache. Here's Ralph in the South Hills with mink coat, mittens, moccasins, mock turtleneck, and the magician's hat. Sue in South Park has mittens, makeup, mascara, monocle, medallion. Microchip mask, material muff, mail. And Jeff in Squirrel Hill has mukluks, moccasins, miniskirt, and mittens. And I think that gets us all. We've got a few more. Larry in Elwood City said you could wear a microphone. Thank you, Larry. You could, indeed. Richard on the north side adds Mardi Gras beads as something that you can also wear. And Bob in Washington has mascara, makeup, miniskirt, muffler, mittens, moccasins, and a muumuu. That brings us to the end. I'll check to see if I missed any on social media. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty the words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too. Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new. Texas and Ohio and the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty the words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor. Only as free as a padlocked prison door. Only as strong as our love for this land. Only as tall as we stand. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty the words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty the words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. On us all. On us all. On us all.
Saturday Light Brigade with the great harmonies of the group Disappear Fear doing the song Phil Oakes wrote called Power and Glory. And that's a great example of all the rare combination of Phil Oakes being a very patriotic person. That song is evidence of that, but also wanting peace and justice and an ever-evolving country as the one he loved and supported. That's a beautiful song and has been covered by quite a few artists. I could go on and on and name them, but one of my favorite artists that happened to cover that song is Anita Bryant, of all people.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
For this morning's historical. He was born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on February 23rd, 1868, and his last name sounds like a Clearfield County, Pennsylvania town. A co-founder of the Niagara Movement, he earned a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate while wearing a Harvard University gown. He edited a magazine called Crisis for over 20 years and helped the organization it served to thrive. He died August 28, 1963, on the eve of an historic event at the age of 95. Do you think you know?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
So long, lonely. But I ain't laughing now, now that I'm caught up, it seems. And all the same ambitious dreams that haunt me. Lonely life, a loss. And the home I don't go home to. The friends I don't see aren't the part of this life that indeed.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Laurie Lewis. Love chooses you. Alan Krauss and Union Station with Find My Way Back to Your Heart. Here's this morning's history riddle. Again, he was born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, February 23rd, 1868. And his last name sounds like a Clearfield County, Pennsylvania town. A co-founder of the Niagara Movement, he earned a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate wearing a Harvard University gown. He edited a magazine called Crisis for over 20 years and helped the organization it served to thrive. He died August 28th, 1963, on the eve of an historic event at the age of 95. We'll give you another moment or two to come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Takes all those digits. Or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Bob in Washington got the correct answer. So did John in Economy Borough, Dust Bowl Jack in Liberty Township. Russ and Sharon, good morning. They got the correct answer. They are in King, North Carolina. Larry in Elwood City got it. So did Rich in Freeport. Stu in McCandless. Tom in McCandless. Tommy in Virginia has the correct answer. And I think that gets us up to date with correct answers. Do you know who it is? Well, Susie is about to reveal the answer for you. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great.
You had some great things you can wear, starting with the letter M, when we gave that challenge a few moments ago during our early morning pop quiz.
Well, you know what? My favorite was Tom's milk mustache.
Yes, you can wear a milk mustache.
I thought that was just brilliant. I always think that Tom and I would be great friends because of we have that love of Northland Library.
Here's Julie Shea. Merck is listening. And Julie, it's nice to see you here. She had moose ears and muslin, the fabric, as things that you can also wear. And I could see moose ears as being something too. You knew the correct answer. What did you come up with?
Well, the thing that kicked me was Crisis Magazine, and then I knew it was W.E. Du Bois.
You are absolutely right. Yeah, it's William Edward Burghardt Du Bois, who was born February 23rd, 1868, and a scholar and leader of the civil rights movement, and had such a long, long life. The Niagara Movement later became the NAACP, Crisis, its magazine, and he died the night before the 1963 March on Washington.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what his health was at that time. I mean, dying at that age is a long, long life. But it was just the night before the march that he passed.
Well, it said, was he in the States when he passed?
I think so. I'm looking at that now. I was curious. Of course, I happened to pick a biography that is not doing a good job of that. I picked a biography that's different than a typical one. That
because the Wikipedia says he died in Ghana. But you know, I mean, you know, it's Wikipedia, so you know, you just don't know.
Wikipedia is, and I'm looking at that too, and comparing it with another source. I think he did die in Ghana, so the parade timing, he certainly was not going to be part of the parade or the march, I should call it, not a parade. But the timing, nonetheless, is just
definitely
uncanny. So well done for you to come up with that. Your book knowledge is showing.
I was telling Ricky, I had an amazing professor my last year of college. She was a professor in, her focus was the Harlem Renaissance.
That would be a great class, especially if she taught it thoroughly and completely. So many things to learn in a class like that. So, well done. It's good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Jim in Blackridge just got the answer as well. W.E.B. Du Bois is who we were looking for as today's Hister Riddle answer. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. Saturday Light Brigade. Here is a song we had a request for last week and were able to find. Anna Hills and A Woman of a Calm Heart.
her desire. Who can venture near a raging fire, taking the burns of another fire in stride? Oh, to know how closely she can venture before the wrong words can escape, before the truth can hide. Talking off the top of your head again, to see how far you get again, when the last thing that you want tonight is to lie alone in your bed again. Oh, to be a woman of resilience, who can take the punches and the swings and still have arms for warmer things, able to put a quick retort aside. Oh, to move as easily as she through life, who is joyful in her triumph and patient when denied. Justify the rules of the race again, you think you got an open shot case again, but the first thing that you're gonna find is your dreams blowing up in your face again. She faces each one separately, holding a grudge is the last thing on her mind. Oh, to feel as free as she of burden, who has sorted out what's worthy kept and can leave the rest behind. Doing good's whatever you say it is, you gotta show and tell them the way it is. But what good is that if you're feeling are gonna change, they change along with what day it is.
Saturday Light Brigade with Ann Hills, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT. Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find our own player as well as streaming players of TuneIn, Radio Garden, Streama, and Simple Radio, plus our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Do